Guys, on your way.
What about Victoria?
Yeah, she's been called in, but let's get our, so call to order and pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Larry, would you do the prayer? I'm not sure how good I'd do the prayer today after everything that's happened to me.
Our Father in heaven, we're grateful to be able to be here today, this meeting, to discuss the things that we need to discuss. We're grateful for the moisture we've received, Father, and ask thee to continue to bless us that we'll receive more as we greatly need it. And we ask thee to be with us that we can be inspired to make the correct decisions for the district. And ask these things humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Thank you, Larry. Roger, if we could start down with you, roll call.
Roger Childers, present.
Larry Beggs, right here.
George Rokowski, present.
Ray Hennings, present.
Sharon Hillman, present.
I declare we have a quorum.
All right.
Okay. So, normally as we address some consideration discussions and general and scheduled comments from the public, old business, discuss and take possible action regarding draft staging and signage. So, kind of like to talk briefly about that. We had some changes this week, last week after the fire. You know, our tanks were low, the loss of, you know, our pumps and motors. Some of the well sites, Kyle called and said, hey, Ray, I think we really need to go to stage three. So we went to stage three. Our one call system, I guess we have a subscription to that. I guess we use it up. Someone has to come into the office. I guess they came in. We didn't have enough subscriptions, so it didn't get sent out until Monday. We now, I think today, have gone back to stage two. Concern is that we probably need to be a little careful bouncing back and forth between stages, because I think it's sending a message. Plus, you know, we lose revenue. You know, when you think about putting a higher stage and more conservation, we're not selling as much water as we would. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, again, not that's why we shouldn't go to a higher stage, but I think the recommendation was we just don't bounce back and forth because, you know, the field's on the break, it could change daily. Mm-hmm. Well, we're not going to have it change daily because how can the public keep up and our customers keep up with that? So. Right now, just how it's set is, you know, the field typically is Cal or Brian calls me and says, hey, Ray, we recommend that we go into this next stage. So I'm going to try to really limit how often we do that.
So stage three basically is don't water your lawns, right? Is that
every other day, I think.
Every other day?
Well, it's
odd and even.
It's not correct. It just says no. It says no outdoor watering on Monday, period. It doesn't say anything about days of the week or anything like that.
Maybe that's stage four, I can't remember.
We're gonna be modifying that. No one needs to water every other day up here.
Right.
In this area. You don't need it.
Yeah.
So I think we're gonna suggest, we're gonna bring a new document to the board with a suggestion that limit it to twice a week in stage one, twice a week in stage two, and once a week in stage three if we're in there. And then I think four, you can't do any outdoor watering at all.
Okay, but you're talking lawns. If people are planting gardens, they have to water more than once a week. If they're in anywhere in the direct sun, trust me.
But twice a week, I only water twice a week.
Oh, well, it depends. I use all rainwater, but when it's hot in the 90s, I'm watering every day or my plants die. I'm in direct sunlight.
Yeah, mine are too.
Well, I'm just saying, I have to. The ground dries out that quickly. So I guess what I'm saying is I don't necessarily say, or when you plant a new plant, you want to make sure it stays wet. So I think, I'm just saying, I think there's a little variance to that.
It's a common sense, I think. Again, we're not to a point where we're finding anyone or going around.
Right. And I use rainwater, like I said, so I'm not really concerned, but It's just, I know some people probably don't.
Are you making a decision, Ray, or before we would, the operations manager was, but?
Yes, right now with the lack of one. And on that note, just real quick, I don't know if any of you know Jim Baldwin, who used to work here. He's an operator three. Sharon mentioned his name to me. I called him the day before yesterday. He says, Ray, that's funny that you would call me. I'm working down in the valley, but I really want to get back up to Payson.
Okay.
Good. So I put a call into him, talked to him at length yesterday, and he's going to get back with me in the next couple of days. He sounded very interested. Said he's got some loose ends to tie up and maybe be able to come on board August 1. Now, his operator license expires in October. Mm-hmm. Paul just told me with Cato, through ADEQ, they were able to get an extension for him to be able to, which he said I could probably bust my neck and get it done before it expires. As well, now that's what we need. We've got to have that level 3 certification. So, and just a quick note with that, we're only going to pursue water distribution. We're not going to be paying or encouraging our folks to do treatment or waste, because neither of those are required under ADEQ. Why should we be doing more, paying for it, to prepare an employee to leave us to go somewhere to work with that? So they weren't real happy the other day, but you know, I'm not here to make people happy.
Well,
I mean, we're here to do a job, to run a business.
To run a business and save our
And I truly don't feel that that has been the culture here of running a business. This is a business, and that's how it needs to be run. Mm-hmm. So I get a call now pretty regularly. Well, I'm here. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let me explain to you why that is.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to pursue. I think one of our employees may be pursuing the treatment right now. If he is, then we'll pay for that. Mm-hmm. But that's it, no more.
Right.
So they can do it on their own time if they feel like they need to prepare themselves for others. And this whole certification piece, David took them through an hour training for safety training and gave them all a certificate.
Yeah.
And they were told they would get a dollar increase because they did a 1 hour certification.
I'm sorry.
So I have further defined, and I was going to do it at this meeting, because I have it on my chairman's notes. I have about two paragraphs defining what a certification is. Right now, all we're doing is we're going to certify water, the grades, and any higher education. So college, undergrad, or graduate.
Certificates and licenses is what we need.
Well, yeah, but they have certificates hanging on the wall here for that 1 hour course. Well, his goal was to get him up to $30 an hour. So he was looking at any possible way to give that dollar bump. No, I'm going there.
So Victoria's on the line.
Okay. Hello, Victoria.
Hello, good afternoon.
How are you? Ray Heddings here in the board. We just started the meeting.
So I'm here whenever.
Well, thank you. Well, we could do it right now. So do you have a presentation? Do you need us to give you access to the computer to share something, or are you just going to talk with us?
Sure, I can share my screen. The only thing I really prepared, there's so much going on at work right now. I feel like there's at least 20 deadlines in a 2 week period for hormone therapy. Let me see if I can. Oh yeah, it's basically I was just going to go over the grants funding opportunities again because Chris let me know that part of the discussion today was going to focus on grant opportunities.
Okay,
Victoria. Could you give us contact information? The last contact information I had for you apparently wasn't right because I tried to use it several times and I never got you.
Oh. Okay, I will give you two separate emails and also my phone number, just in case.
Okay.
So I'll put my phone number in the chat and then I'll put both emails. That one and then.
Okay. Of course, I can't see the chat right now.
That's okay. So, if one of those doesn't work, then I guess you'll just have to send a carrier pigeon to Tucson to look for me.
That we could do.
I'm in for a road trip. It's okay. We'll put lunch on your expense account, okay?
Okay, so if you want me to share my screen, I will have to get permission.
Okay. Let me get that person to give you permission. Y'all want to introduce yourself, I guess, while I step up to Victoria? I think she's met some of us.
Sure. I'm Victoria Morcia. I was the facilitator and coordinator for the Cobra Valley Watershed Partnership for the last 3 years, effectively, starting in 2019 and then ending this year because of effectively an ended funding. I helped put together the Cobra Valley Watershed Partnership and I wrote them a watershed action plan, which is now up on our website and also drop that link in the chat for anyone to look at. It is a publicly available document.
Is it her, Victoria?
And
yes.
One second, we're having some technical difficulties. Sorry. Sorry. Can you open the chat too so we can see what you're looking at?
Okay. That one? Okay.
I'm not sure where the chat is.
Oh, we're getting to see the.
Okay, great.
Yes.
I don't know where the chat is. Unless it's this one, but I don't want to mess it up.
That's okay. Okay.
We'll do it afterwards. Okay. All right, sorry, Victoria.
No worries. So some of you might be familiar with this slide. This is a slide that I had included in a very short presentation from a couple months ago. And what this slide focuses on is just the Bureau of Reclamation funding opportunities. We have the main WaterSmart page here. So the WaterSmart program was put together really to help address the water challenges in the American West. And there are multiple grant and cost sharing funds available through the WaterSmart program. The WaterSmart program is kind of this like big umbrella program. And you have things like water and energy efficiency grants, small scale efficiency projects, environmental water resources, cooperative watershed management, drought contingency plans. So there are multiple individual programs with funding set aside through the WaterSmart program. And I included just a few examples here that I thought might be pertinent. What is the Cooperative Watershed Management Program? And this is the main program that I was funded through for the Global Miami area. And it's basically to help create a new watershed partnership or to support an existing watershed partnership. And that funding opportunity actually just closed earlier this year. But then we also have the WaterSmart Water and Energy Efficiency Grants. That opportunity is actually open through the deadline to apply for that is in 2 weeks exactly. And then of course there's the Drought Response Program and there are several others. And so I also had this page open. I don't know if you can see, this is sort of that main page here for the WaterSmart grants, and if you click each of these, can be clicked on. So the Water and Energy Efficiency Grants, if you go under Announcements, right, we have Fiscal Year 2023 Water and Efficiency Grants. They already hosted a webinar. You can schedule a time to talk with the program coordinator. So for each of these grant opportunities, they have grant coordinators. I think they're all based in Denver, but they have grant coordinators. And so this specific program, it's a federal cost share program. So up to $500,000 for projects that can be completed in 2 years, right? So each of these programs have very specific either funding amounts or funding requirements or timing requirements. Now, because most of my work in the Globe Miami area occurred during the pandemic, plan, we were able to get an extension. They're really easy people to work with. You can call them and let them know how things are going, and they're really happy to work with you because they really want you to be successful, and they make that very apparent And so they're always happy to sit down and chat with folks. So I wanted to highlight this one only because I know that the funding opportunity is due on July 28th at 4 p.m. Mountain Time. And so that's why I wanted to share this page. But you can go through each and every one of these programs and see what they require. If you want additional information, they have multiple contact people you can talk to. But this is the main source of grant-focused funding that I know of. Now, I do know that with the recent close of the Arizona legislative season, they passed a bill for over $1 billion. $1 billion of those dollars are going to go towards studying to look for water sources outside the state. But the above, I think it was like $2 million, or there was also money set aside to bolster the WIFA program. I'm not 100% sure how that is all going to be administered, built out, if there's any forgiveness or grant focused portion of that funding that will be administered through the WIFA program, but I do know that a non-trivial amount of money was allocated for WIFA from this last legislative season. So those are my main things. But I'm happy to take questions, and I'm happy to discuss anything else that I have knowledge of. So if you have questions, let me know.
And you're going to send us that presentation there, please?
Sure. Yeah, I can send the presentation. It's just one slide.
Okay.
It's just one slide. Yeah. So happy to send it to you.
That's the Bureau of Reclamation.
Yeah.
They have all their programs on there.
Okay. I'm just going to put this page in the chat, too. That way you have the link to this page that
gotcha.
You're looking at right
yeah.
here.
Gotcha. I think I had it already.
Sure. I have a little bit of experience of going to the Bureau of Reclamation's website and the Water Smart program. I tried to apply for some funds. The site kept shutting me out for password problems over and over and over. And I was in the middle of doing USDA funding, so I just didn't do anything more with the Bureau. But the gentleman that we had here worked directly for the Bureau for years, and he had the same problem with the passwords. Every 30 days you have to change the password, and you have to do a very specific password. It really kind of gets under your skin. It's kind of annoying every 30 days. But they are very specific grants. I didn't see any that were large amounts. You know, they were $500,000,
$750,000,
that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think it does, you know, because there's a lot, of course, going on in the Western United States. And so these grants cover Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, Utah, California, Wyoming, Washington, Oregon, you know, covers the Western United States. So, you know, they can put out millions of dollars, but when you break it down into how many people or how many organizations or people really need help or really trying to move things forward, unfortunately they are limited in that way, but they're trying to get as much out there to as many groups as they can. And I agree that going through the grants.gov website can be really onerous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So just in the past, I've been in situations where we've been introduced large programs, not in state government, but one of the things we always thought that you needed to have are what we call navigators. The navigators are people that understand the system, understand all the different systems and all the different options, and you can go to them and you can say, here's my problem. Now, how can you solve this problem statement? Where do I go? Are there navigators that can deal with all these water issues, or have we just got a fractoid of different departments we have to deal with?
So there is an Arizona Office of Bureau of Reclamation. And so the previous representative was Jessica Advocate. She took a job I think still with the Bureau of Reclamation, but she wound up in Idaho. I want to say 8 months. So I think there's a Phoenix area office, which is for the lower Colorado Basin region, of course. And I know that I'm pretty sure that they had to fill her office seat, but she was exactly that. She was, and I'm going to put their office, there we go, Bureau of Reclamation in Phoenix. She was that person. She was the navigator, as you put it. She was like, okay, here's what you want to do. Here's what I would recommend. Here's what's coming up. She was sort of like the Arizona liaison, specifically. And we could say, hey, this is what we need, or this is what we're talking about, or we're not sure which direction to go. And she was our person. And so I know that they had to fill her seat. I don't know who they filled it with. That email is long buried in my emails. I haven't reached out since because I can't see my funding and other things like that. But I do know that they have a person there.
Right. You know what the title of her title was? Because I'll be perfectly honest, and please, I'm not trying to be attacking, but I tried to find you in the system on the web and your name, and I could find it nowhere in Gila County, no matter what search engine I went to. So it's because this stuff is happening so quickly, a lot of times getting that information out is also important.
Well,
of course, I
have her email address of what she was, because she used to email me opportunities.
Yeah, we just need to know the office.
Yeah.
Then we might be able to find the name. Yeah. But they don't update that stuff every day.
Yeah, I've got it in my email.
So Jessica was the Water Resources Program Manager.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think right now, okay, I just found it. So I think that right now there's a woman named Lisa Rivera, and I'm going to put her contact information in here. She's now with Bureau of Reclamation, and it seems like she's the one who's taken over from Jessica.
Did you get it? Did you put it up there?
It's going to be.
And it all, yeah.
Yeah, one, we'll be able to hit it afterwards. See the little.
The red up
there. Okay. All the information she sent us will be there. We just don't have it on the screen.
Okay.
By the way, it looks like we're getting rain here today.
Well, we've had a little already.
You know, Tucson has had a funky monsoon so far. We keep getting rain all around the periphery, right? So I see the rain on the Rincon, or the Santa Rita, or even the Tucson Mountains, which are our lowest, hottest mountains for the Catalinas, but we still haven't gotten like significant rain in the middle yet.
Yeah.
That's what happens up here a lot.
And it keeps threatening, you know, we get these beautiful clouds. Like last night we had thunder and lightning, and my son was not okay with that. He's 3, so he's been very scared of thunder still. And then nothing, no rain.
Did we have anything else for her?
Anything else, George?
No, I'm good. I'm just gonna need to get
the
bubble later.
Right. Yeah, and so yeah, you still have my contact information in there too if you have more questions. And of course, I hope Ms. Rivera is able to help you as well for the Bureau of Reclamation stuff. And you know, I put in a link there for our watershed action plan that we were looking together for the Miami area. It's up to them if they want to use the plan, but it's there. So.
Very good. Well, thank you, Victoria, for sharing. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And don't hesitate to reach out with any questions that you have.
Yeah, well, now that we have a good number for you, we may.
Yeah, you might be in trouble now. <Yeah.
laughs> You're like, uh-oh.
Okay.
All right. If you have no more questions for me, I hope it's all right. I'm going to leave the meeting.
Certainly.
Because like I said, I've got about 50 deadlines between
okay.
now and
Very good.
Tomorrow.
Yes. Thank you, Victoria.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you all.
Okay. Well, welcome, Corey.
Can you hear us, Corey?
That's right. We see you're on, Corey. So, welcome to the meeting. Okay. So, to further discuss the old business, Sharon 6-2.
Yeah. Attached is an approved rate schedule for the fiscal year 22-23. For our council's review of the rate schedule, the district isn't allowed to charge what's called impact fee. That term is reserved for cities and towns. Therefore, the impact fee is now called the hookup fee. In addition, the new meter fee is now called the lateral fee. In addition, he also indicated that the district can't charge the failure to establish service fee that includes the security deposit plus monthly rate of from date of purchase. Therefore, this has been removed from the rate schedule. The changes are in red. Obviously, the one that's removed just isn't there anymore. But now that it's not an impact fee, it's not subject to being in a separate bank account. It can be used for any costs. So we can transfer those funds right into our operations and not have to worry about in specific, being used for specific different items. I have those funds in CIP anyway. I have that the last couple of years. But now it doesn't have to be so specific how they're used.
That second part, in addition, he also indicated the district can't charge the failure to establish service fee. That include, now is that the back charging of,
yes.
of people that
And we have two cases right now where we had gone back like 5 years
mm-hmm.
and it was in thousands of dollars because we had to go back to each year what the base rate was at that time and bring it forward. I think in one case it was over $7,000-$8,000 for a hookup. And you know, it's nice now to have someone with water experience as our legal counsel to be able to explain this stuff to us and review what we have. I guess that was just put in place, but back in 2020, Chef?
Yeah.
Did you say?
Yeah. And he said if you did do that, you could only go back to when that was put in place. You couldn't go back beyond that.
Couldn't go any further. So even with the folks that we had some concerns over, said you couldn't have gone back to the date of the purchase of the product, or the property. In some cases, it was 5, 6, 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do that. So. Refreshing to have someone now who understands water law and what we can do. And that whole impact fee, again, he said you're unincorporated, so you're not a city or a town. Those are the only ones who can do impact fees. Mm. So we
established this service fee for what reason? That's what I wanted to really touch on. This.
What, the hookup fee or the lateral
failure
fee?
Failure to establish.
Failure to establish.
Oh.
Why, what was drove it?
The reason that was put in place is we were having a lot of people come in and apparently must have been using the service under the whole customer's name and never transferred it over, or were coming and buying the property and not using the property at all, and then coming in 2 or 3 years later and saying, I want service. Well, when the property changes hands, that's when the transfer should be done and that's when the base fee should start. So that's why that was put in, of going back to when they purchased the property.
Okay.
However, this one instance is very different down on Bradshaw because the builder did some digging and found 2 meters on the property. They're really old meters. They're not part of the last set of meters or 2015 meters. They're beyond that. No one knew they were there.
And our water main was there. It's pressurized. I mean, it goes right there to the property. Just so happens to be the old meters, maybe prior Brooks or whoever. I mean, they're antiques. We took photographs of the meters, and there they are in the ground.
So we're now charging the current meter fee or what? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. For a new service.
For a new service.
New service.
The people that are on the waiting list, though, were on the waiting list prior to these rates.
Right.
So they will be able to hook up for the old rates when the moratorium is over.
So any more discussion? Any more questions regarding?
Now, is this going to be presented at the regular meeting?
No, we can do it in this meeting.
No, we can do a special meeting. That's why we made it a special meeting.
Yeah. Okay. Because I noticed the typo, but that's...
Oh.
The impact fee is now not, called hookup
it's supposed
fee.
To be now, not not.
Oh.
So with that, do we have a motion for final approval of the revised approved rate schedule for fiscal year 22-23?
I so move.
I second.
Yeah, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
Corey? Can you hear us?
Hello.
Well, he wasn't marked as present anyway, so.
No. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Well, motion approved. So the changes from the recommended action has been approved. So 7-1, and I guess we were talking about that before Victoria came on. I had forgotten it was a 7. So yeah, what I have put together is a kind of more a definition of what certification is, what those courses are. And again, it will not be for water treatment or for waste. We are not required by ADUQ to have either of those. So I think there may be one employee who was approved to take the waste course. We will pay that, honor that one, but going forward, no. The certification that they took, again, they were told that that's what it would be, we will honor that, but it will be taken into consideration come time of the annual reviews.
Right.
And again, the annual reviews, it will not be an automatic, whatever we budgeted. There will be a performance evaluation done, and based on the performance. So that being defined, I think it's now understood that this is what a certification is.
So are we gonna have to, we shouldn't have to approve that, should we?
No, because that's really an operation.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah, it's an employee policy more.
Yeah. Yeah, and I wanted really to have it just so that you all understand what it is, why we did what we did, so that if you do hear anything, that you can further explain it to one. Again, we did put a reimbursement policy in place in our guidebook probably about a year ago on, you know, for paying for all the certification, you know, and if the employee were to leave after they received that, they're going to have to pay back what we spent money on to further their education.
So you put a time limit on that?
Yeah, I think it was...
They have to stay 2 years.
2 years after the completion of the course. So. Okay. Any potential items for the next scheduled board meeting? So that board meeting will be on July 28th. And I do apologize for all the emails back and forth for whatever reason. I'm out of state next week. I'm going back to visit my mom. And I thought the meeting was the 21st, not the 28th. So back and forth, back and forth. Morgan was so confused. That's why I apologize for the confusion. And Larry, I'm sending him notes back and forth. This is the executive session, special session, study session, all of that. So finally got all that worked out. So
Greg, could you elaborate on The individual that has the three, this...
Operator three?
Operator three?
Yes.
He come, is he gonna possibly come back?
Possibly. He used to work here.
As David's place?
Yes.
But not in the office?
It's gonna be a field operations manager.
What was his name again?
Jim Baldwin.
Okay.
B-A-L-D-W-I-N.
Yeah, he worked here for several years and got his operator three, and we were using his operator three. And then there was some issues with Pine not getting water one day, and if the operators don't report these things to ADEQ, if their license is in peril. And he wanted to report, and he was instructed that he could not report, and he said, well, you're affecting my license, I'm out of here.
Oh, wow.
That's why he departed.
Oh, wow.
And I did talk to the field, you know, with Brian and Colin regarding just kind of a reference check on, you know, hey, here's an employee, a prior employer that I'm looking for. Yeah, we're a team here. I think you'd be a good member of the team and a good addition, and they both agreed, yes. So, waiting to hear back, hopefully, fingers crossed, that we'll be set. I do have the contract from Paul. He has agreed to become the operator of record, but I told him I'll just hold off on signing this. Again, there's an additional charge for Paul to be the operator of record.
Is there any additional responsibility that he has to do?
Who?
Paul. I'm just curious. I mean, is it just a matter he's got a title and because he's got that?
Oh, no. There's quite a bit of responsibility.
That's what I was trying to ask.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, there's quite a bit of responsibility.
Hmm. I figured there was.
Yeah.
So you'll continue to run the office?
Do what?
You'll continue to run the office?
Yes. Yeah, until we get someone, unless someone would like to volunteer to do that.
I'd have to give up a lot of other jobs.
It's kept me pretty busy.
Yeah, it is, I'm sure.
Real busy.
Jim also has been working for metering services, and he was up here putting in, installing all of our new meters when we went to the radio read meters. So, and that's who he's currently still working for, and of course they're sending him all over different places. And
He's getting tired of traveling all over.
I can understand.
He has a home up here in Pesa. He said, you know, it's funny that you were to call because I was just thinking about getting back up to Pesa. Perfect timing.
Good timing.
Huh? Perfect timing.
Yes, so, it is.
Hopefully it all works out.
And if not, we're still monitoring the indeed.
Yes.
If there's other options.
Which, not a lot of success there, both indeed and through ZipRecruiter.
We got some on the workers, the utility worker one. There's actually a two or three good candidates. One of them has heavy equipment experience, so.
And a journeyman electrician, one of them was, I noticed.
Yes, yes.
But at this point, if Jim accepts, I would like him to be a part of that hiring process because they would be reporting into him. So George has offered and has assisted to kind of go through, you know, look at what we have, rate them, and decide who we want to go forward with. But yeah, for one of the field operations manager, I had an employee, I think, from Chile, a line cook and a dishwasher. So I guess maybe the dishwasher with the water experience, maybe felt that he could apply.
There's two others again, look like
they turned off.
In that case, the faucet on and off. 50 years of water experience.
It's amazing.
He was a line cook too, wasn't
he? Line cook, yes, at the Thai restaurant up here in Landash.
Yeah, it's too bad they shut down. I don't like the new one.
Me neither. I have stopped going there.
I have too.
Oh, well, they were in Bashes.
Oh, they were right next to Bashes.
Right next to Bashes, between the dentist's office.
Right there by the barber shop.
Did you stop going there?
They're under new ownership.
Oh.
Is this?
Changed their
smaller
menu.
Portions and the taste doesn't look the same.
Yeah, the plate's not about this big.
Yeah.
Okay, so any additional items? You know, certainly be thinking of it, get it delivered by the Friday before the meeting.
Where do we stand on the AMA? Have they looked at that at all yet?
You know, I briefly talked to the attorney the other day and I told him I'd like to have some discussion on that. So he said he'd be more than happy to share with us INA, RMA, and AMAs. So he said they're quite restrictive. So if it's restrictions you want, it could help you out.
Well, we need restrictions.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's restrictions on the entity.
Well, I know, but the fact of the matter is, if we don't have the restrictions, we'll be run over by every developer and everybody in the country, so. The difference between an AMA and an RMA is AMA is controlled by the agent for the AMA. Mm. Hopefully us.
Us.
An RMA is controlled by the Board of Supervisors, which means that we're fighting the Board of Supervisors all the time, and we don't want an RMA if we can avoid that.
Well, it did. The RMA didn't get passed in legislation
right,
in the opposition. So
that's what I'm saying.
You can't even do it.
We would be good if we could get an AMA.
It is pretty expensive legally wise.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, I've discussed that with the attorney Hill. He's very easy to work with, by the way. It's nice to have someone knowledgeable the area. And he has also been willing, did provide me these executive session key points.
Uh-huh.
And he said he'd like to even come up or share at one of the meetings, the whole open meeting law.
We should have had that long ago.
Yeah, I said to him, we kept talking about it with our prior counsel. So now I'm more than happy. In fact, I present that to a lot of companies and different organizations
right.
that I work for. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, we'll schedule you. He said he needs 1 hour. So he can either come in person, he said, or do it virtually. Mm-hmm. So we can have that in the future.
Couple of other possible discussion items. Where do we stand with SRP since we agreed on that?
Well, we've had the discussion since the non-disclosure agreement was signed. Shared some costs, and as we thought, the costs are very prohibitive.
Yeah.
So, we've been advised. Again, the attorney is very familiar with all of that. He has helped other companies or organizations get into that.
Uh-huh.
And so don't just stop with them, just continue conversations. Non-disclosure was, no obligation at all. All it says is that any details that they shared, we can't share it.
Right.
That was the extent of it. But again, it would involve water treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And the connection fees and everything else to bring it down over the mountain. Mm. So very, very expensive.
Yeah, it did seem like it when we got that
presentation. In fact, Tom had put a figure out there and it was almost right on what the figure was for even just the water treatment that would be required.
Send us the pay slip.
We don't have that kind of cash.
I've never seen it.
No, I haven't either.
No. If you want to know what it looks like, just log on to City of Payson. And you can see their entire 40-page agreement. So,
is it redacted? Is it redacted?
I don't think it can be.
Well, it's
other than the financials.
It's public information.
Yeah, it has to be public.
Yeah. I've got it on my computer. if you want it on a zip drive, I can get it to you.
Whatever.
Yeah. You can go through and figure out exactly what our proportion would be considering whatever we're allowed to apply for. So.
And that's not the way they treat it.
Well, I know
they have their own formula. They have their own formula, and that's what it's based on. For monthly, semi-annual fees, and the water fee.
And amazingly enough, 2 weeks ago I saw we're paying someone into stage 3 water conservation due to the low water levels. So.
Well, and really evidently the Payson's agreement is they cannot drill any more wells.
Yeah.
Well, they have 100.
Yeah. They can't drill anymore.
Prescott's an AMA and they only have 7 wells.
Yeah.
Prescott.
Yeah. I will say this, our attorney, when we talked to him last time, said
they might sweeten the deal as time goes on in the way.
And if they're still talking to you, yeah, there's interest on their side too, so maybe some room for negotiations.
He said he'd work with them a lot, and their first offer is their worst always. It gets better and better as time goes on. Because we brought up a lot of scenarios. I know we can't discuss them, but.
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing I was thinking that even Ponderosa, I guess they have to finish out their
Outgrid the meters this week.
The meters, but we should be having discussions as far as, you know, this was a verbal agreement, and I think we need to kind of be, you know, have a consensus among the board as to how
there's
we wanted to.
No verbal agreement.
There wasn't even a verbal agreement.
Because
there was a draft in writing that I modified, and it never went anywhere to the board or anywhere.
Nobody signed the draft. Nobody agreed to the draft. So there's no agreement whatsoever.
Yeah, because I remember Alan talking about it when we first came on.
It was only in draft form, and all of these things had to be done. They have to go. They got to go get money from the ACC. And as of right now, they haven't applied for any tariff with ACC, according to our attorney.
As of right now, there's no way we could be paid if we supplied water. So there's no sense in us even talking about it.
Didn't we put a connection in between?
There's a connection available.
We didn't. ADQ
no.
did.
Well, they did.
There's a connection available.
Yes.
But they have to do things for it, not us.
And the moratorium has to be gone.
And the moratorium has to be satisfied.
Yes.
So,
and our attorney also talked to Linda at ADEQ.
He personally knows her. He's worked with her a lot. So again, another advantage of having now a law firm.
Yeah, that knows what they're doing. Yeah.
So I had a conversation with her, and yeah, she's really pushing for it too, to get it off their plate.
Oh,
yeah.
You know.
Well,
they just want to go like this. We got to hook
their whole
PSW
thing
idea.
Is dump it on us and have us take care of it.
Yeah.
And we can't take care of it. So.
In fact, I think she said, oh, it was always our understanding that PSW ID was going to take it over.
No.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but we told them right up front that we didn't have anything to do with it. So.
Yeah.
It's their problem, not ours.
And you know, consider searching for more water source. Again, Sharon had conversations with, is it Maggie?
Mona.
Yeah.
No, Mona. Maggie McKnight.
Mm-hmm.
And she's interested in selling the well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to resurrect the offer.
Well,
Oh, I know. Share the appraisal with her.
Mm-hmm.
She came in at a higher amount than what we offered for.
Richard had told her that $115,000 or something, and I told her we gave her a copy of our offer.
Okay.
So she has that offer, and that's what.
And I guess she's having
difficulty. The daughter has it.
Well, the daughter has it, but that's what we need to stand by, because that's what our appraisal is. So.
Yep.
Well, that's not our appraisal. That was
the DCFROR, which is our legal basis.
Yeah, so I have been in touch with the realtor who's selling. Is it Rick?
Mm-hmm.
Richard? Who
Richard
was the neighbor of Maggie?
Yeah. Richard James.
Richard James.
Oh.
The property was sold. The offer fell through. Back on the market, and I talked to the real estate person.
Mm-hmm.
Got a call back after I shared that we were interested in purchasing his well.
Mm-hmm.
And said, well, question came back was, with the moratorium, can they get a meter? Well, yes, he did have service.
He did have service.
So yes, he would not be affected, because he didn't want to have property for sale with no water.
Right.
You know, so I need to give her another call. I did just find in my notes her number, so I'll give her another call.
Yeah, Richard wasn't interested in the water sharing agreement.
Right.
But if we could
purchase as well,
put one in, we should do that, because if we could combine that with the strawberry view, SV2,
and she responded to me, and and said, thank you for the information. I didn't realize that an appraisal was done on the property. Why was this done? I don't know why it was done. David had appraised. Is the district interested in purchasing the entirety of the property? I also like to point out that there is an error on it. It states that the property has its own well. While there is a well on the property pays for their monthly water usage and is hooked up to the city's water, not the well. And then she's got in the report some parameters, no injuries. Can I go further back on payments? And there are no injuries from September. Why is that? I also need a little help with understanding your statement. Oh, if we have to go up from there, we can analyze the PSC. But that was Charlie's statement, because we told him her appraisal for the well was $57,000. And he said to us, if you have to go up from there, we can analyze the DFC.
Do we have to do any sort of property split if we buy a well off the property?
No, we're only buying the well. We're not getting any other property.
Even though the well is on the property?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, well, yes.
I mean, let's say he wanted to knock down the building. Could he knock down the building? What can he do with us owning the well?
I'm not really sure. It has to go through our attorney, it has to go through title, it has to go through a lot of different things, so.
Yeah.
Well, the water basically is severed to us if we buy the well, so. Mm.
So he can do whatever he wants with the property?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, the property is the property. But the water underneath of it is appurtenant to it, so it has to be severed from the property if it's our water.
Yeah, it's like having mineral rights or something like that.
It is exactly.
I got that. I mean, right. Let's say a new owner buys it and says, I don't want that shed there anymore. I'm knocking it down.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not even a shed. It looks like a well.
I think it's in an actual
well,
shed.
It's like a little gazebo. It's just, yeah.
Well, I guess we should probably close this meeting.
Yes.
Yeah. Just one other quick question.
Okay.
Are we progressing to, maybe this would be on the next agenda, are we progressing on deepening some of these light wells?
No, unfortunately not. It's a problem. The hydrologist told us that.
Well, that's the new well, the deep well.
I'm talking about deepening.
Okay.
Deepening wells.
Deepening.
They recommended that we don't try and deepen the wells because right now they're sitting in a place where we could disturb it and lose everything. Plus we could damage other people's wells around. If we have funds, we should just find some property and drill a well. Hmm. You'd be more successful just drilling a well.
It sounds like right now, if we're gonna drill a deep well, we have to go to site two.
Well, we don't even know what's going on.
No, what? His argument about perched water tables is not applicable to us. Every Schnebley Hills well is on a perched water table. So deepening them will not hurt us. What it could do is we might have to case it off for the shallower production. But we shouldn't have any problem with deepening.
Well, the bigger problem that we have with those wells is the casings are so small.
Right.
And so when you go down deeper, mm-hmm. you have to put a smaller casing in yet.
Right.
And you'd be going down to a 4-inch casing, and then you wouldn't even be able to have the size pump and motor that you have in the upper part of it. So you're defeating the purpose of trying to get more water.
So a question, kind of like that in that regard. So for the next meeting, do we want to have a discussion around, because it sounds like the first deep well site is a no-go.
We're not sure. We're not totally sure yet.
With the method of drilling that they were going to do, it is a no-go for the two drilling companies that visited the site today. Now, if we go with traditional drilling, but again, depending on the geology, whether we can use traditional drilling.
Okay, so we're not to the point of whether we want to decide we want to.
No, we're close.
We're going to close the site to, but not there yet. Okay.
Okay, that's all I have.
That's all I have, too. So I believe, Sharon, you made a motion to adjourn?
I did.
She did.
I will second that motion.
All in favor to adjourn?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.
All right.